from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Hey, Woody, good morning from up in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got Omar in here. We got Trevor working the back, and Trevor's just he just ready to go this morning. He came in about 18 minutes earlier than Vladdy Daddy. I mean, he was Vladdy's
Omar. Why you gotta compare him, Joe? Why you gotta compare him?
Hey, I saw Trev came in. I was ready to go out and give him a hug. He came in so early, man. I was
listen. Trevor's a private. Vladdy Daddy's like a captain, a corporal, right. A lieutenant. You know, Trevor's got to earn his stripes.
Yeah, all right, I got you. So he's got to be early. Hey, yeah, nice effort, Woody, before we get into it. And we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, a lot of Dolphin news, as well as some other stuff going on that you just mentioned in the update. But I want to start with, you got the flight from hell, too?
I did, Joe, I did.
I can't hear you, man. So what happened to you?
Am I with you here?
Yeah, now you are. Where were you, though?
All right. I'm still here, Joe. I got to tell you, nothing better as an advertisement for those Chevy cars, man, to go on a road trip than to take an American Airlines flight.
Hey, was it?
I'm just thinking to myself.
Was it weather?
I would never fly again.
No pilot. I'm trying to think the things I've run into.
It can be the technology going out and canceling all flights for like 2 days.
Yeah, that did happen. By the way, in fairness, that was not. They get blamed for everything.
Oh no! This had nothing to do with that glitch or whatever that happened on what was that Friday?
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with that. The flight was on time. We get on the flight, finally, and they go, well, you know, we're out of fuel, and
out
something's of fuel. Broken.
That's a new one.
Something's
out of
broken.
Fuel? Oh, something's
yeah.
broken.
I know.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, so
that happens
broken.
A lot.
So we sit on the plane for about 2 hours, and then they go, you know, hey, we're gonna come in, and we found the part. We're gonna fix the plane. Everyone, get off, and we'll bring you back on. And so my 5 o'clock flight turned into a 10:30 flight, and there you go.
All right.
And American Airlines can kiss my ass this morning.
Ooh, see, Now, I've had the American Airlines problems in Dallas, but it was weather. So I gave them, you know, they had to shut down everything with that bad weather they had. But, yeah, man, I don't know. You got to fly them. You never know. Like, one of the American people are up this morning, and you don't. I understand your frustration.
Well, I'm not
right
happy
now.
With them this morning, Joe. I'm sure it'll pass, but I'm not happy.
No, okay. I got you. But
I just think the road trip is the way to go. Dono was smart, man. Dono drove up here.
Yeah, but he took the family. Didn't he get to do a couple of days in North? Everybody, you got, if you're going up.
Whatever he did, he got here quicker than I did.
Hey,
Omar,
like
he's not salty at all.
It's like 6-7 hours to get out of the state of Florida.
Yeah, that's all right. So Woody's ready to go. Hey, Woody, we do have a lot of stuff. I see they've already got FSU and Clemson. The one thing to come out of those is we figure out who everybody thinks is going to be the favorite. And I'll tell you what, the one team I'm really curious about, obviously, besides the Miami Hurricanes, who look good on paper right now, but Florida State lost a lot of guys. A lot of guys got drafted, guys. Jordan Travis ended up being a really good college quarterback. And we'll see, fifth round of the Jets, but that guy, Benjamin High School up in Palm Beach, what a player. When he started, I remember he got hurt the first time he played against Miami, got tackled by somebody, got knocked out of the game. He went on a couple years there, including beating them in a couple of those throws in the fourth quarter, third and fourth down late in that game for the comeback win against the Hurricanes. Man, what a couple of years he had. Just amazing. But can you lose that much and still be that? 10 guys got drafted by Florida State last year. 10 guys in the draft. So we'll see, but they do have it rolling when they're not talking about trying to get out of the conference and join somebody else, whoever they think might be interested. Meanwhile, we've got a lot of stuff going on here and a lot of news. Omar, so I got to ask you the Shaq Barrett thing. I was surprised a few days before, but I will tell you this. When you start thinking about retirement and you think about it, And those thoughts don't go away as you get close to camp, then it's a one sport, man. You can't be a phony about going through camp and stuff if you're just not into it. So,
yeah.
What'd you think?
I think, Shaq Barrett skipped all of the off-season off-season program, and he was there for mini camp. He looked pretty decent, but when a veteran of that nature basically decides, I'm going to do my own thing on the off season. I always start to wonder, not even show up, especially when he lives in Tampa. He could show up for a couple of days and do the work. But some guys have their own routine. Some guys have their own program, and I don't really question it. But you know, as you get closer and closer to camp, Joe, you know. The nerves, the anxiety, am I in shape? Am I training? Am I working out the way that I should be to make it through camp? And I guess I just sensed that his heart wasn't in it. And I don't think this is one sport where if your heart isn't in it.
No, I agree. You absolutely sell me on that.
You absolutely do not need to play it.
You could try to fake your way through another. And we've seen guys get injured and take forever to get healthy.
Absolutely.
If they do get healthy. I call it the 401k last year of the program. But he didn't even do that. 1 year,
no,
$9 million.
I think it's commendable. He was making 1 year $7 million. And I think it's commendable because what people don't realize is he could have showed up, practice, passed this conditioning test, got out there on the practice field, and then all of a sudden my back is hurt. My back. I don't know what happened to my back. And we've seen Will Fuller cash. Now, obviously, he suffered a hand injury, but he wasn't interested in playing. And in fact, he quit before he suffered the injury. And they had to convince him to come back and play. His heart wasn't in it.
Right.
He cashed a massive check. I can't even remember how big it was.
It was big. Remember we had all those receivers all camp standing next to each other? There was a group of them over there. There were like four of them, and I went, this is not a good sign. I know it's camp.
I try not to go flashback to those deep, dark days of the Brian Flores era where offensive coordinators were quitting on him, players were quitting on him. I try not to go back that far.
Well, anyway, so here we go again with this talk, and of course the other part of it is the injury bug that's hit that position last year and now. Look, no matter how we look at this thing, and I'm sure you're going to bring up some names, and Emmanuel Ogba's coming in today for a workout. I guess they want to see what kind of shape he's in and stuff. And there's four or five other guys out there that have been good players that are towards the end of their career. But bottom line is this, man. We got two guys we drafted, and they got to grow up quickly and get ready to play. I mean, we can't have, when camp starts, I don't want to hear, when camp's over and we're getting ready on that weekend between, Omar, the one thing I don't want to hear, we think Chop and Mo are going to be really good players, but they just need some time. I don't want to hear that.
Well,
I don't want to hear it.
I mean,
get them ready.
You're right. Absolutely get them ready. But here's the question and here's the issue. You got to add guys no matter what.
Yes.
Because Chop and Muhammad, they can't handle 700 snaps before we get to the regular season. So, you know, and it's not just about the starting roles. You also now you need special teams contributors too, which is why you can't go too old. And you can't add just guys like Emmanuel Ogba and Yannick Ngakoue, who's coming in. Both of them are coming in for workouts. These are two vets that are established NFL players. Ogba's a little bit better of a fit.
Yeah, but you're not bringing those guys in for the kickoff.
No, you're absolutely not. But then that also means Chop and Muhammad can contribute on those kickoff and kick.
I know, but this a year, and that was a company line right there about that. Those guys can help us on special teams for starts. We need some guys. It does work around the league. We need some guys to come in here
and be studs right away.
More than ever, because we've never had four guys. We lose one and three guys injured from the year before. I mean, it's not their fault. Nobody in the front office fault. All those guys, that was freak. I mean, we're not talking about a bunch of 30-year-old guys got hurt. And one guy, of course, went to Minnesota. But, you know, it just puts more pressure on the draft. And for those guys, and those they got good defensive coaches, to get those guys ready, get their confidence, and put them in situations where they have a chance to not think a lot and play and let it rip and get ready. I'm not talking about today. I'm not talking about between the second and third preseason game, but
they need to be ready for the first month of the season.
There you go.
They need to be ready.
That's all I wanted to hear you say.
No. That's true. They do. They don't have to start, but they need to be ready. They need to be key contributors. For me, I know Chop Robinson is going to be a good pass rusher. I know he's going to be a good third down specialist. I look at him not
second
even,
and long and third are big downs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
expect him to play every single down.
Sure.
But
get
you know there. Where I'm worried about this team? Edge setting. And that's the biggest challenge for most rookies. Remember when Jalen Phillips couldn't play because he couldn't set the edge? And look at Jalen Phillips.
I think a lot of guys that come in the league that play that position, the one thing I've noticed from most of them is you can run wide, and they run wide because they get blocked, and then they get caught inside, and they get grabbed by the big guys, and they're not used to it, and they take one bad step.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
All that stuff. To your point, yeah, but you're right. We do see them get better to being really, really good players. Like those two guys, when they're healthy, pretty good, man, pretty good against the run. I mean, it was like, hey, this thing you got to work on.
Yeah. Great. That's the biggest challenge. Everybody's going to be obsessed with the pass rushing numbers. If we're talking about the edges and the defensive tackles, because I'm not really certain what's going to happen there in terms of the defensive tackle and those tackles. I believe in Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell, but who else are you relying
on?
Yeah, what
else guys. You got? Need some more depth, right?
They need some reinforcements, which is why I'm glad that these are the only guys we know that are being brought in, Emmanuel Ogba and Yannick Ngakoue. Former Pro Bowler for Yannick and Emmanuel, you know he knows the system. He knows his team. I'm a little surprised that each of them haven't been picked up. I think Yannick probably has to do more with the money that he's asking for because he's made a substantial
amount. Now, my man's coming in here for one thing. He's here to get the quarterback.
You don't
want to hear about that run thing. I'm here to get back there, and that's what I've been paid for in couple stops.
But Emmanuel, even when re-signed Calais Campbell, I always looked at Emmanuel like, you know what? He fits a little bit better here in Anthony Weaver's scheme than Vic Fangio's scheme. He's still unemployed. Your edges, you know, five techniques, you're not really deep at that position. Why not re-sign him? And I'm glad that the Dolphins are considering that. Hopefully he's been in shape. I know he used to train out with Pete Bomarito, and hopefully he's been in shape, ready to go.
Well, that's the part they're going to find out, right? That's kind of the Absolutely. Reason they're going around telling everybody, hey, man, we have to get you in shape. We've got news to get to this morning. As Kenyon Drake, and I'm a big Kenyon Drake fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I had a great relationship with him, and I know a lot of people didn't. I know that.
Yeah.
Nope, got it. You know, sometimes it's weird. You know, some of the guys I hit you with, and I see your face like, Kenyon, really? No, Kenyon, I did something day one with Kenyon Drake when he got here, and Xavier Howard, and it kind of where you can spend a lot of time with them, kind of when they first get here and getting their feet wet before they're while they're rookies.
And it created a nice little bond.
I think it did a little bonding. They saw what an idiot and how stupid and immature I was, and I felt like it broke the ice. But anyway, he got a lot of pub for his retirement and stuff, and the Miami Miracle, man. I think it's the best play I've ever seen in Miami Dolphins history. Best play I've ever seen. Not biggest game, because even though they beat the Patriots with no time left, but
yeah, I mean, that's an important thing. Was that the Brady Patriots? I can't remember.
Yes, it was. It was 2018. So.
Okay, all right, yeah. I mean, and Gronk.
They had the game.
Yeah, no.
And Gronk was deep for that deep pass in the end zone that never took place.
Listen, it is. He had a very promising, and people don't understand why he got traded. When he got traded, he was just a headache for these coaches. And
I remember what happened when he got super salty. Do you remember? I forgot the Arizona State's running back's name. They had some crazy talent, but never panned out.
Oh, it's a lot of them.
Lost to
DJ Foster,
huh?
No, was it Kalen?
No.
Was it Kalen Ballage?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Kalen Ballage. Okay.
That's exactly what it was. Big, strong back. Remember he had that run against Minnesota and just ran away from the world. We went, holy smokes.
Yeah.
It was the greatest teaser of all time. But anyway, do you remember when they put him at first team and Brian Flores, I believe, said, you got to show me, Kenyon. He put him as a backup thinking that was going to motivate him.
Oh, my gosh.
To get the job, and that didn't work. That might work in college. That wasn't going to work with Kenyon.
So many coaches struggle to connect with him and reach him and get the best out of him. And Eric Stutzville is...
You weren't a fan.
Just a little, the maturity issues. And I think that plagued him throughout his career, everywhere he's gone.
He had some talent, man.
Yeah, he did.
He had a run in Buffalo that year at the end of the season up there.
He had a great year in Arizona.
No, he did. You're right, actually.
Sounds personal with Omar, I'm curious.
No, it is. I think we got to get to that. You didn't have a great relationship.
No.
You didn't have a great relationship.
We hung at Tootsie's all the time. We're good. We're good people. We're good people.
I mean, you sat with him? You sat with him at Tootsie's, or you just saw him at Tootsie's?
Any time I was at Tootsie's, he was there. So
but back
just
then,
the wings. Only the wings.
That's true. I mean,
hey, you know what? You know what's funny about this thing? So, like when I hear Omar say that, I go, Omar, there is a time when we got off the plane, and before those guys got on the plane, if it got in early enough and it wasn't like some crazy time in the morning, a lot of dudes were going, "Hey, man, I'm going over. You guys coming? Yeah, I'll be there." And they were doing some bonding. Which, by the way,
yeah, that's great team bonding, Joe.
We did it. We didn't go to strip clubs, but we had certain bars we went to as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it wasn't strip clubs.
I mean, hey, sometimes you got to get you're well fed there, Joe. You're well fed there.
I know you love that buffet at Tootsie's.
I do agree. It's a good
not a buffet
experience to go to those places, though. It is a good bonding
experience. Absolutely is.
If you can't bond at that place, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, some guys like the solitude of that place, too.
You always got to follow up, Joe. You always got to follow up and ask Omar what the personal situation was when he says he's...
No, it is. You realize that, Omar? No, Omar, you do realize you got guys you
like
and don't like.
What's going on.
Yeah, no, I think Woody and I are saying.
I didn't have an issue with Kenyon, and to be honest with you, the coaches have more of an issue with Kenyon than I
do. We're not talking about coaches. We're talking about you. Don't throw it on a damn coaches.
Don't throw the coach under the bus.
We are all right. Kenyon's an all right dude, man, and talented player. Talented player.
He did for a third round pick. By the way, that draft, I give it to Chris Greer on that draft, man.
No, that's still his best draft to this day.
That one, I mean, he for a 1-2 and get Kenyon Drake as a 3, and that's pretty damn good to start with. That was not
we
bad at all.
We barely played in college, remember? Wasn't he Derrick Henry's backup?
He was Derrick Henry's backup, yep.
Yeah, hey, man, you got to back
like
up somebody.
In college, Derrick Henry got 5,000 carries.
Yeah. That's why Kenyon said, I'll tell you one thing, I'm fresh, because the big fella gets all the damn carries around here. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got Woody up at ACC Media Day up in Charlotte for the kickoff, and he'll be up there for a few days. Omar in with us. And Trevor, strong and ready to go. Got a new girlfriend in and out of town, so he's good shape. He got a smile on his face. Looks like he just got back from a nice trip with her. Right now, though, we got to talk about something. I told Trev, I said, Trev, how you doing? I know you're a young guy. And I go, I'm talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic. He goes, no, what are you talking about? I go, ED and low T. Oh, no, I'm way too young for that, Joe. I go, You never know when it's going to hit. I just want to give you a heads up. If you're dealing with ED or low T right now and you're listening up, especially, I like talk early because I feel like a lot of older guys get up early in the morning because that's just our pattern. And I want to let you know, if you're going through ED or low T right now, I just went through it 6 months ago, and I knocked it out quickly thanks to the folks at Atlantic Men's Clinic. No idea what was going to happen, but I knew something was wrong. Tired all the friggin' time. Dozing off. I couldn't drive from Miami to Fort Lauderdale without feeling like I was going to fall asleep. It was terrible. Just sex drive was gone. It was just a bad combination of stuff going on. So I just thought, hey, this is part of life, I guess. Well, not really. Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it for you. I had great results. I've been telling everybody, if you get a chance, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T, and a PSA test and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. That's the best I can do. Great people, knowledgeable people that know how to knock out low T and ED. Get those levels back where they should be, where you can enjoy more of your life and get your energy back and everything that comes with it. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Just go. I always tell everybody, what the most important thing is that first meeting you have with their pros. Sit down and hear what they're going to tell you, because they'll find out everything about you. And boy, within a few weeks, you feel a lot better. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake!
The Miami Miracle, man. How about that one right there? Kenyon Drake finishing it off. You heard all the other characters that were part of it. And I don't know, some of you have been around, the old timers been around a little bit longer than I have, but for a play outside of the 1982 hook and lateral, which was a great play in the overtime loss to the Chargers. Durrell Harris, that was a Don Strock to Durrell Harris to Tony Nathan before the half. Got us back in the game on a crazy night in playoffs football back in the old Orange Bowl. But, boy, I tell you what, that play, you can work on those plays in practice and work on them and work on them. They never work. Coach gets mad. Guys aren't going hard enough. Guys are playing grab ass out. I always got that. It was a big one. Hey, it's not about grab ass. Come on. So, and then you get in the game, and, boy, everybody, just timing was perfect. And then Kenyon Drake showing that great speed and outrunning, and we saw Gronk stumble a little bit. The next thing you know, Kenyon's in the in the end zone, and a comeback with no time left, man. You don't get very many of those, so it was a crazy play.
One of the many victories over Tom Brady during the Dolphins' tenure.
Down here, a lot. Yeah. You're right.
That the Dolphins have struggled beating the Buffalo Bills far more than they struggled beating Tom Brady's New England Patriots.
Well, in recent years, you're right. That guy up in Buffalo is 11-2. Against the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, he got a playoff win the 1 year, too. So, you're right. That's as they look at it, and the coach goes in there and does that team goals and talks about, I guess he's going to hit that 24 thing lot. That's going to get hit.
He's going to start at 24. You know?
But he's going to talk about, and goals, and I'm guessing that's kind of his deal, with a real positive attitude. But
starts with winning the AFC East.
Got to win the AFC East. God. Right off the bat, man, you got to win
that's your number
the
one
AFC
goal.
East. And right now, to me, it's still the Buffalo Bills. And you got to start having some success, because Josh Allen has just had, like Dan Marino, play great against everybody, but really play well against the Jets and had some crazy games. But that's a team that's really, really down here as well as up there, just really played some of his best. Lamar Jackson's another one. You know, Lamar Jackson's got two, not one, but two. They're hard to get that perfect quarterback rating. That
Two against the Dolphins?
He's got two.
Yeah.
He had one on Brian Flores on the rebuild.
Okay.
That was the first or second game of the year.
I let that one slide.
Okay.
I let that one slide.
I mean, there were guys not open a little bit. They were.
Joe, the players, they didn't know each other's names.
No,
on the field.
They
knew each other by number.
Hollywood Brown looked like he was going to go to about 14 Pro Bowls the way he played in that game.
I still believe in Hollywood. He's not with Mahomes.
Kansas City. I tell you what, if that doesn't get you motivated.
Absolutely.
Nothing will. Getting to play with
Mahomes. You can't make excuses with Lamar Jackson. You've had Kyler Murray, and now you've got Patrick Mahomes.
Not bad. And by the way.
He's cherry-picking jobs.
The game Lamar wrapped up the MVP with was last year against the Dolphins. He went a quarterback perfect up there as well. Mm-hmm. They're hard to. What is that? A
158.8?
Or two or three or something.
Yeah.
What is it? We've only had a few of them down here.
Oh, there's been a lot against the Dolphins.
No. Other teams have had them against us, but we haven't been able to.
Oh, we've had a perfect passer rating?
I think Ryan Tannehill had one.
No way.
I think Ryan Tannehill had a perfect quarterback rating, and I believe it was against, I'm going to say, Tennessee. You have to. I could be wrong. You know, I start getting into history lesson, and somebody goes, wrong year, Joe. Good try, though. Good try.
He became the 64th quarterback to have a perfect passer rating. He sure did. Against the victory, 44-26 victory over the Texans.
Oh, Texans.
I remember that game. That was a blowout. I won a lot of money that game.
You're right. It was Texans. See, I told you it wasn't going to be
158.3. Yeah.
Well, I know Lamar, he was unbelievable in that game last year, and I think we
locked
all walked
up the
out.
MVP.
He locked it up. No question about it. That did it. By the way,
going into that game, it was him and Tua, front runner, showdown for the
showdown,
MVP honors.
Showdown for first in the East.
Showdown for
AFC.
First in the East could have locked up the AFC.
Everything.
The AFC East.
It's incredible where this team went, and I know about injuries and stuff. Where that team went from the importance of that game to where this thing just kind of ended in Kansas City. Just
belly flopped.
It was just, wow. Okay, so anyway, and by the way, the other side of this, will Lamar ever play on a better team than he played on last year? A more well-rounded, talented team?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
This year's team. No I think way. They're. I think they're better. Derrick Henry? You had Derrick Henry to Lamar Jackson? What do you do?
I get it. No. They're better there. They lost pieces, man.
They did lose some good pieces, but they're an organization. They know how to draft.
No,
they know
no,
how to draft.
They're
a draft.
They're as good as anybody.
Team. Yeah. Ozzie Newsome's still over there picking
Ozzie,
the groceries.
Ozzie, God bless Ozzie. I thought Ozzie's one of the greatest tight ends. Well, he was one of the greatest tight ends of all time. But, hell, as good as he was there, we talk about guys that play and then go to the front office.
The more guys need to do it, too.
Ozzie's talent. Like, when he said he kind of retired, I thought he was going to retire, and somebody told me up there, oh, hell no.
No, he's still running it.
He's still babysitting everything that goes on here.
Absolutely.
The other guy can take the credit and stuff now.
Yeah.
But Ozzie got to sign off on it with that eye that he has for friggin' talent.
He drafted Lamar. It's like, we're not passing that up.
By the way, and just to give you an idea, not to make this a Baltimore Ravens show this morning, they went from Joe Flacco. You couldn't have two different quarterbacks, and they switched their system and didn't miss a beat.
Because they weren't scared to. You know, the guy that – I hate getting into this story because it's
do it, Omar.
It's a traumatic story for this organization. You remember that draft, Joe? Minkah Fitzpatrick was the guy that they wanted. They coveted him. They needed him. They wanted him. In this draft, I don't remember the team that offered the trade, but they had a nice sweetheart of a trade, and they bickered for about a good 15 minutes, had to leave the draft room to go talk privately as an organization.
Dolphins now we're talking
Dolphins,
about.
Whether
okay.
we trade down, and the owner proposed the idea.
You know, there's been stuff out there for a long time. The owner liked Lamar.
I don't know.
Okay.
The owner proposed the idea. Okay, we trade down. We can't get the quarterbacks that we wanted. We trade down, and we draft Lamar. And they bickered and fought. And eventually they decided, nope, this is what we're going to do. Chris Greer decided, this is my draft pick. I'm going to stick with it. This is the player that we wanted on the board. This is the player that we coveted. We're going to select him. We're going to stay where we are. We're going to select him. But what would have happened to this organization if they had followed through with the old man's wishes.
As long as they're willing to bring an offense in.
Yeah, no.
That was like
And the head
what
coach was not willing.
Okay.
So, Adam Gase was like, nah, I don't want to coach Lamar. So it was.
No,
it was,
you had to change a lot of things. Now Adam had been around. He had to switch. He was asked to switch the Tim Tebow thing. So he was aware of that Denver thing, like, hey, Tebow's taking over. You got to change kind of some things that you do. But I know through the years, you know, I don't know. Listen, we got a really good football team this year.
Absolutely.
We really do. I know everybody feels that way.
Everybody should. Teron Armstead said something on, he talked to Kay Adams. He was on the O-line summit, which one day I hope to be invited to since I'm, you know, I love the O-line. You know, I love trenches.
Got to make sure you got some friends so we can get you that damn thing.
Yeah, no, Teron, I'm a little disappointed because I didn't know he was like an organizer of the O-line summit. He's like one of the...
He's a man, his leadership stuff, he's a pretty stable dude, man.
Absolutely. And he said something. He's like, every team thinks they're in contention at this point in the season, but realistically, there are only about 12 teams that really contending for a Super Bowl championship. And he's right. And we just happen to be one. And he's true. He's telling the truth. If you're going to, like, really break down the league, there are a lot of pretenders, a lot of teams going into it saying, yeah, we could win the Super Bowl. Can Chicago Bears win the Super Bowl, Joe?
I don't think so. I know yesterday I read a bunch of articles how they've done a great job through drafts, which we still got to see them play.
Okay, they still got a they got a quarterback. They got a lot of offensive pieces.
But no, I don't think they're here. I don't think they're at Detroit's level. No.
Okay. Can Atlanta Falcons win the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay. How about Tennessee Titans right now?
No.
Okay. But you get the point that I'm making. But the Dolphins, could the Dolphins win the Super Bowl? I'm not going to say no. I mean, at the end, in December, they were one of the hottest teams in the NFL last year. And obviously, they fell apart for, you can name whatever reasons you want to name. You could excuse it however you want to excuse it. I'm going to put it on injuries because, I'm sorry, you can't lose every single pass rusher, your top one running back, your second best wide receiver, the interior offensive line, and just think you're just gonna your second best cornerback, your top safety, and just think you're just gonna let's go to the Super Bowl. No, that doesn't happen. Your team falls apart because of injuries, and your weakest link is I've always said it, your team is only going as far as your weakest link. Whatever it is, that's as far as you're gonna go. And they just fell apart. But they were the hottest team in the NFL, one of the hottest teams in the NFL last year.
Okay.
Now the question is, how do you carry it over? And I think they've done a good job building the roster. Obviously, there are issues in.
I got a lot of veteran guys. I don't know who wrote.
A lot of old guys.
Might have been Perk that wrote about, you know, how good's a 30-year-old club going to play?
No, that was me. That was me.
That was you.
12 guys over 30.
But the point is, it's true. Like, we need some of those 30-year-old guys.
Probably going to add
a lot of them.
Probably going to add 13 and 14.
You're probably going to have some more. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. That's what you got to sign when you know.
But
mismanage
listen,
the books.
Man, I know we got banged up. We got banged up hard. We got banged up hard at one position specifically. And we had some other guys nicked up too that played at the end and took the courage pill and played.
Is it a pill, Joe?
It's just got to – no. But it's just got to – we just got to finish it out, man. Got to finish it out. All right. Right now, before we go to break here, I do want to – take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Never a bad time to talk about South Florida Chevy dealers and their products. Woody came on. He'll join us. He's up at the ACC media kickoff right now, and that thing's going to get going today and will be most of the week up there. But Woody said it. He called me last night. He goes, I should have done it, man. You said take a Tahoe or Suburban and head to North Carolina. That these flights... There's a lot of problems. We saw what we went through this past weekend, and man, for a lot of people saying, that's it. I'm going to do everything I can not to travel, not to be part of what's going on here. And listen, Suburbans and Tahoes, they were made for a nice long trip with the family, going to Tahoe, going to the West Coast, going down to the Keys. It really doesn't matter. You can't have a bad experience. And our best SUVs we have, our big, comfortable Suburbans and Tahoes are perfect for you and the family. All they've done is change the look a little bit and added more space to make it even better for everybody out there. The midsize Traverse, Well, I'll tell you what, it does not feel like a midsize SUV. Got so much room, so roomy. Right over to a Trailblazer, an Equinox, and a Blazer. So much style and substance across the board. We've got something perfect for you. And if you're starting to look around right now for a new car, truck, or SUV, these are the best overall products we've ever had. Silverado trucks, I just tell everybody this, man. It's like they custom make a Silverado truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. New or used, you can't go wrong. Hey, bottom line is this. I'm not going to talk about those sexy-ass Corvettes if you haven't seen those. Oh, Lord. But I will say this. If you're starting to look around, you haven't been to a South Florida Chevy dealers for a while, make sure you spend a little bit of time over there. Check out the showroom. Hit the lot for a few minutes. Take a test drive and fall in love. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. A lot of other news we have not gotten to. I know it might just be me, but I sure enjoyed the back nine of a major at the British Open on a Sunday. I like to see who plays their best golf with a chance to win. And Xander Schauffele, 6-under, 65 final round, went out and nothing was handed to that dude. He went out, no bogeys, 6 birdies, $3.1 million taken home. For a guy that, until this year, that's second major he's won of in the last 4. But he was a guy that everybody went, yeah, he's a good player, but man, doesn't know how to win tournaments. Doesn't know. And all of a sudden, he got that first one, and he went out there, and hell, he had a 1.2 or 3 stroke lead point in that tournament. And not Scotty Scheffler. No, Schauffele. Xander Schauffele. And, boy, what a day for him. And also, besides that, Inter-Miami, another win without Messi. Messi's getting all the awards and having a lot of celebration about Messi. But Inter-Miami just keeps winning. Now 6-1 in the last 7 games. So they figured something out there were pretty good, too.
And how many without Messi? I think they've won, like, 3?
No, I think he's missed more than that because he was gone. Yeah. He was playing with that national team, so he's been out a while. But they first place, best overall record, and at some point, although I don't think it's going to be a few games. I don't know if you saw that that ball around his ankle when he was sitting on the side at the stadium.
Yeah,
for that third world country show that we saw that took place.
Absolute disgrace that was.
Third world country show. Okay.
Well, how many people show up for NFL games trying to get in free? Like, hey, by the way, it's a sellout today, but they're expecting 7,000 fans to show up to try to break through and get a freebie ticket and take yours and really piss your day off and just
destroy the stadium too.
And destroy the stadium.
Wonder if your insurance covers
that. And by the way, the lead guy for Columbia of their federation, he's going to go around and start fighting all the security guys too. You can't make that. And then his kid jumped in. They need to whoop that ass on both that father and son. Just an ass whooping for on both of them. Just
fiery people, Joe.
Disgusting.
I'm for it, Joe. Let's bring it back.
Bring it back. Hey, by the way, we've got a lot of other stuff. Woody's going to join us again coming up at 7 o'clock and get set for the ACC. And it's a long 4 days up there. And Woody already had the trip from hell, so I got a feeling he's not going to be in a great Woody mood today.
You made him wake up too early. I mean, he's finally not got the kids. He had
all those delays, so he didn't get in his room till sometime early this morning.
He probably just wanted some barbecue in the restaurant he wanted to go to.
Well, he can get caught up tonight. He can go to bed early tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to that media barbecue they have. And you know, Woody not real big on making small. If he doesn't know you, he's not – have you seen? He's a little awkward in the room.
Worker room. He's all right.
He really isn't. But
he's not a smoozer. No, he's not an elbow.
He didn't go around and introduce himself to everybody.
You
got to
show him how to do it.
His wife does that now. She's good.
Yeah.
And he stands behind her. I go, Woody, sorry, you can get up here and talk too if you want.
I need to know if he took his Jordan 11s. I don't know if you missed this, Joe, but I got him some Jordan 11s. He'd always liked the shoe. And and he was like, there's no way I could get it. I was like, I can get it for you.
So and, you got him some Jordan 11s?
Jordan 11s, yeah. He's got some patent leather Jordan 11s.
So now are those the kind you can wear or you're not supposed to?
No, I mean, generally you're not supposed to wear it all the time, but you wear. I say it's
they're like dress shoes?
They're patent leather, so they're like fancy sneakers. Now, you can wear it with a tuxedo.
You wear them all the time too?
No, I don't really wear. I don't wear any of my shoes all the time. But I told him, if you're going out on a date with your wife or you're going to go hang out with like one of her coworkers and you want to impress them, but you're in like, you know, laid back gear, put on the patent leathers. A khaki pants, a black shirt.
You'll get a comment from somebody
nice shoes.
Those aren't Jordan 11s, are they? You'll get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's true. It's very, very true. It's my go-to shoe.
But I promise you he hasn't worn them. I know he hasn't.
Well, he's waiting for the right.
No, he's right probably moment. Trying to resell them. You know how he is.
That's a good point.
Are you going to take a percentage of that selling market?
You know what? That's a good point.
But I want him to have a nice pair of shoe that he can go out and impress people with. That's what it was all about. Now, the question is, will he wear them? I doubt it. I doubt they're even packed. He probably packed some orthopedic shoes.
I can't believe
some Under Armour.
I can't believe you got them for him. You've offered to babysit for him.
I'm still down to babysit now. I'm down.
When are you gonna have time to babysit now?
When I got my daughter, I was just hanging with Cam. When we have our kids, we just put them all together in a room, put them in a playground, let them.
Oh, good.
Let them do their thing.
Wow.
So anytime,
you know, Omar, people getting to see a different side of you. You know what?
I got a 3-year-old man especially I wanted to hang around with boys too because boys are a little bit rougher, and I need to toughen her up. I need to toughen her up a little bit. Yeah, she, you know. You can hang with boy, and she's big too. So she's not. She's bigger than his. She's big. She's about the size of his. No, she's not the size of his oldest, but she's way bigger than Max. She can handle him.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And Leon's a sweetheart, a kid. He's just a real polite.
Yeah.
Quiet.
They're just kids. They're just young kids. He trust me. I've had wild kids. Those kids aren't wild. Yeah. Those kids aren't wild. They're tame.
I've had them all over the board without, I've had, they're all different. I will tell you that. They are all different. No question about that. So anyway, we kind of get things started here. If you're just joining us, Shaq Barrett decided to retire. Said, hey, man, I've been thinking about it and thinking more about it. And it's about my family and all that stuff. And first thing I thought is, did you have to wait this long to do this?
Yeah.
No one. Kind of, you were kind of an important piece that we weren't really talking about. Somewhere between Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips coming back and Chop Robinson and Mo Kamara coming, being able to develop and play.
Man,
but a big guy they were counting on was
very beneficial that he drafted too now.
No question. Yeah, no question about that. So, they're going to sign at least one guy for camp here. And see. So it all starts, by the way, if you're wondering, they report tomorrow, but they start on Wednesday on the field. That's the first day you're going to be out there.
Yes,
you're going
sir.
Out there.
They're doing
interviews tomorrow.
Yeah, they're doing availability with a couple of the five guys who are probably front runners to be captains, the leaders, the tone setters, tomorrow, and then practice begins on Wednesday, baby. We'll be out there. Fans don't get invited until Saturday.
Yeah,
but we'll be there. We'll be tweeting. We'll be writing stories. We'll be covering and telling you how your team looks.
Yeah. Hey. So I got to ask you. Now that you've seen this roster together, although, my God, man, Shaq Barrett and the success he's just had at Tampa Bay, what a great little run he was a big part of those teams and the success that Tampa Bay's had up there the last 4 years. He was right in the middle of it and stuff, but I was going to say outside of that position, and at least knowing we got two guys on their way to being 100% or close to it here in Chubb and Phillips. How do you feel about the roster overall?
I like the roster. I think it's a better roster talent-wise than it was last year. Will it be as durable as it was last year, if not worse? I think probably worse. When you add 12 guys who are over their
30s,
you had a lot of players off the tires.
You had a lot of players
who have injury history. You're leaning on guys like, you know, the Isaiah Wynn of the world.
So let's talk about that. That was the one I was going to – we got to go to break. I do want to come back and talk about Isaiah Wynn because, listen, everybody likes Teron.
Mm-hmm.
Teron missed a lot of games.
Yes, sir.
Everybody likes Isaiah Wynn. And when they played together for that, he was really good at left guard there for mm-hmm. 6 or 7 games that he played. But like you said, man, the unknown. And we can't go through this at the end of the year. We're going to go to break. But this is a teaser before we go. Omar, we can't be sitting here next year at this time, or I see you next year somewhere at this time and going, yeah, if it wasn't for the injuries, right?
Young players got developed, Joe.
Right.
Young players, hey, if Robert Jones wants that job, go take that job because it's open for you right now.
I agree with that. By the way, as the one guy that I think's got a chance, that's one guy that
– yeah.
I want to see it, man.
Isaiah Wynn is going to begin camp on the PUP. Robert Jones, you want to be a starter? This is your chance.
Yeah. All right, listen. I started to keep going on the topic here, but we're gonna jump to break here. Catch the 7 o'clock hour. Just a couple of days away from the Miami Dolphins opening up camp and trying to find at least one more pass rusher to come in and join the party here for the preseason. Right now, though, the guys that take care of all of it when we're talking about injuries. Matter of fact, Omar and I talk so much about injuries, we should just say this is the segment that is brought to you by Baptist Health South Florida. Their team doctors, along with their specialists, they know. They know the truth. Well, anyway, hey, listen, we're lucky to have them. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country at Baptist Health South Florida. Not only the team doctors, but everybody asks me, where do the pros go in town? I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, and a lot of the individual great events we have here in town, they use the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Not just the team doctors, but as I always tell everybody, the team doctors refer to specialists if need be. And they got some of the best in the business. They have recruited and have 30, 35 of the best specialists in the country working in Dade and Broward County, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, now Achilles doctors. It's gotten so bad with the Achilles, they went out and got some of the best full-time Achilles doctors. Man, that's all. And I'm telling you, I think they're thinking about adding more because that injury has become one of the biggest problems we have in sports at all ages. It's going on right now. Then I want to just let you know when it comes to location, besides Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, a lot of us have been down there and been operated down there, but it's also now at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, and Broward County's got a beautiful facility right there on Pine Island, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. 6 floors, great doctors are all up there. A lot of our doctors working in Dade and Broward County, but bottom line is this. The reason I'm talking about it is you can see those same doctors work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. One goal, it's about getting everybody healthy as quickly as possible. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho the next time you have an injury, Baptist Health, South Florida.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.